This is Last Week in the Legislature, your session week recap of what's happening in the state capitol that matters most to Pennsylvania's business community. I'm Michael Plummer. The General Assembly took up a range of proposals last week that could significantly impact employers across the state, from construction and retirement program mandates to workforce development and energy policy. Here's what you need to know. First up, construction companies are on notice. The House passed HB 721, which adds new penalties under the Construction Workplace Misclassification Act. The bill would make it easier to sue employers by creating new private rights of action and would even allow for permanent debarment from state contracting. We oppose this legislation, and it now heads to the Senate. Next, a state-run retirement mandate is moving forward. House Bill 1263 would require businesses with five or more employees to enroll in a new state-run auto-retirement program called Keystone Saves if they don't already offer retirement benefits. That would mean more paperwork, sharing employee data with the state, and potential payroll and compliance headaches. We have serious concerns and oppose this bill, which now also heads to the Senate. Lawmakers are also looking to update economic development tools. House Bill 500 makes key revisions to the PA Edge tax credit program and introduces a new reliable energy investment credit. While we support energy investment, we were disappointed to see an important amendment voted down that would have ensured all energy sources could compete on a level playing field. The bill now moves to the Senate. On workforce, there were two unanimous wins in the House Education Committee last week. House Bill 1404 would increase the length of time that future teachers and career and technical education educators can utilize an intern certification from 3 years to five. Similarly, House Bill 1405 allows veterans to apply their service experience towards CTE teaching credentials. We supported both bills, which now head to the full House. Energy choice also saw progress. The Senate Local Government Committee advanced Senate Bill 311, which stops local governments from unilaterally banning energy sources like natural gas. We supported this bill to help keep Pennsylvania's energy framework stable and predictable for businesses and families across the state. Meanwhile, a controversial effort to legalize recreational marijuana hit a wall. The Senate Law and Justice Committee rejected House Bill 1200, which would have legalized and regulated adult-use marijuana. We've raised concerns about this push, especially given unresolved workplace safety issues in the current medical program. For now, that bill is stalled. One more item to note, the House Judiciary Committee advanced House Bill 526 to amend Pennsylvania's Freedom to Breastfeed Act. While well-intentioned, the bill adds vague language and creates a private right of action, which could create compliance risks for employers. We urge lawmakers to hold off and work with stakeholders on improving the language instead. The House and Senate aren't expected back in Harrisburg until the beginning of June, but we'll be tracking developments in the meantime. That's it for Last Week in the Legislature. For all of us at the PA Chamber, I'm Michael Plummer. Thanks for listening.